What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Before we get into things here in the 3 o'clock hour, Friday we'll be out at Gulfstream Park. Saturday is the biggest race day of the year at Gulfstream. It's the Pegasus World Cup. Now, I don't think you're going to be out at Gulfstream with me on Friday, Crowder, right? You're going to be in Dallas?
No, I'm going, the East-West Shrine game to talk to the young kids about how to live life.
So on Friday, though, Crowder will be here for the show, but on Friday, Aranda Gadsden is going to join me out at Gulfstream Park. If you want to come out and see us, Josh Appel is going to join me out there as well. We'll have a great show, but coming up Saturday is the Pegasus World Cup. Legends will rise in the Pegasus World Cup at Gulfstream on Saturday. Experience South Florida's premier luxury sports and lifestyle event. The best of horse racing and fashion icons and celebrities and influencers. Diplo is going to be performing. They're going to have, you know, culinary offerings from Komodo and Gecko and Poppy Steak. I can go on and on, but you can get tickets now. They are running out, but you can get tickets at PegasusWorldCup.com. PegasusWorldCup.com. We'll do the show out there the day before. So on Friday, 2 till 6, we'll be at 10 Palms Restaurant. And you come out, you get excited for the following day, which is Saturday, the Pegasus World Cup at Gulfstream. That is one heck of an event. In fact, Solano was telling me his dad, I didn't realize your dad was such a horse racing fan, but like he's into all that stuff, right? He's like a legit fan of horse racing.
Yeah, he grew up going to the track in Uruguay. Like he genuinely loves just hanging around the track. So I think he's going on Friday.
Oh, that's cool. The Friday we'll have fun. We'll be at 10 Palms. The Pegasus on Saturday. I've been there the last few years. Like it is, I would imagine it rivals for horse racing what F1 is at Hard Rock because it's just celebrities and influencers and it's a scene with a race as the backdrop. And I'm guessing I've never been to F1, but that's got to be the same thing. It's a scene, and also there's a race going on.
It's hours and hours of fun, and then the horses come out the gate. But it's a great time, just like F1. Yeah. The race doesn't last that long, but the energy and everything going on is just a good time. I've been to both.
Let's get before we get headlines, let's do a little cat talk. You have a cat talk open here, Solana?
Sponsored by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. You get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, they're going to double your down payment up to $3,000 online at HollywoodKia.com. Call them 832-930-6181.
Cat talk. Wow, 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 wow.
Cats beat the Ducks yesterday, 5-2. Double dubs for the Cats over the Ducks. They scored 3 in the first, ended up scoring 5. Sam Bennett, welcome to the season. ended a 20-game
the season
goal
so
drought.
Right.
The Sam Bennett championship
starting
hangover.
To worry about you, Sam. We're starting to worry about you.
Talk about a championship hangover. That normally ends at around late November, Sam. But welcome to the NHL season.
Not that we would ever say that to his face, by the way.
Oh, hell no.
No, he's an intimidating human.
Can I tell you guys something? I don't know how much of the game you watched yesterday, but got home from the Heat game and got to watch the last couple minutes of the game. Anaheim Ducks. I know we don't really care about hockey in terms of outside of the Panthers, and we would never have a conversation about the Anaheim Ducks in a million years.
My boy, Radko Gudas is on the Ducks.
Yeah, great beard.
Oh.
So the Ducks are an organization that was created, their logo and the name, in honor of the Mighty Ducks, right?
They were called the Mighty Ducks.
Disney movie, right. And their original logo was the Mighty Ducks logo from the movie.
Correct.
They went away from that for a while. Then they're just the Ducks. Now they're the Ducks. This year, they happen to bring back the original logo with a couple tweaks but a different color scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember reading an article about it before the season. They did a whole big reveal. Thought it was cool. I'm watching those jerseys on the ice yesterday. Enough with the different colorway. Like, if you're going to be the Mighty Ducks again,
be who you were.
Be the Mighty Ducks again. Their jerseys are like burnt orange, which makes no sense for Anaheim.
They're awful. Because I was at the game Saturday when it was in Sunrise.
Right.
It was almost painful on your eyes.
Just be the Mighty Ducks. Everybody loves the Mighty Ducks.
Why did they go away from that? The Mighty Ducks is such a recognizable name. Like, and ducks themselves are like, you know, they just, what are they? They quack and they got the web feet, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Got thousands and thousands of chickens. Quack, 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 quack. You know what? I when you were talking about it, I thought about this, and I thought about when we talked about Happy Gilmore and Happy Gilmore 2 coming out. My son and daughter, or teenagers, I don't think they know anything about the Mighty Duck movie.
I don't think they play that on Disney or Nick at Night and stuff.
But it doesn't. It's not. It's almost like the Happy Gilmore thing, where it's like, what else? The Little Giants. My son's, he plays football. He's never seen the Little Giants.
Right.
My son's never seen, I think the movie's
good Rick Moranis
so
vehicle.
His brother was way cooler, but he ended up winning at the end. I love Icebox.
I just think, like, your kids have no predilection to, like, the Anaheim hockey team. They have a greater chance, I think, of being interested if they're the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, because if they stumble across the movie, or they ask you why they call the Mighty Ducks, and they see the movie. I don't know. It just seems like a missed opportunity to me.
I guess, is there any other professional franchises that are based around a fictional movie?
Well, that I would submit to you, probably not. I'd have to think about it, but
I'm sure it's not, Hawk.
But that's why I think it makes it unique.
Like the Bad News Bears. Should Chicago change their name to the Bad News Bears?
Well, if you saw them, this is
it's just like, it's a movie.
But Crowder, that's...
You don't name a billion-dollar franchise after a movie?
That's on you, though. First of all, they're in Anaheim, which is where, like, the Disney studios are.
Right, right. Yeah. Like, there's a great... Because what are we talking about for Utah? Isn't one of the names? I know the Yeti is more Bigfoot, but not the sponsorship. But there's a tie-in. But was there another name,
like,
for Utah?
The Woolly Mammoth or something like that.
I don't know, but it was like, yeah. But they're in Anaheim. Like, that's where Disney is. Like, lean into it.
Your kids not knowing the Mighty Ducks is just an indictment on you as a parent. To be 100% honest,
fair.
Because listen, I grew up 15, 20 years after the Little Giants was made, but my parents made it a point to show me the Little Giants movie because of the lessons it was going to bestow on me as a young athlete who had ambitions of being a professional.
Had a whole lifetime ahead of him. I'll be honest with you both. I've never seen the Mighty Ducks or Little Giants.
Oh, my God.
The Flying V? You've never seen the Flying V?
Ducks fly together.
And the little, I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to.
I saw that on YouPorn before they shut it down in January, I think.
Spoiler alert, the little fat boy wasn't going to skate that long. He could not have lasted a whole shift.
But wasn't it? I mean, these had to come out when I was 30 years old or 40 years old. How would I have ever seen these movies?
You're talking about Goldberg, right?
Yeah, Goldberg wasn't skating no whole shift.
Goldberg!
Wrestler?
Have you seen him? Have you seen him, by the way?
He was a little heavyset boy.
Yeah, have you seen him? Like, very sad. Apparently, he got into drugs, and it, like, his life just spiraled out of control. I saw some videos.
Goldberg the wrestler?
No, Goldberg from Mighty Ducks, Hawk.
Oh, I thought you were fine. I just saw Goldberg the wrestler on Twitter the other day. He speared somebody.
So your kids don't know the Mighty Ducks, Crowder. This is how I really judge parenting, though, to see if you're a good parent or not. Do they know the Costco guys?
They do know the damn Costco guys.
That's what I'm talking about. And props
Chan,
to you.
Little Chan does
some
that.
Good
he,
kids.
He does
the little
dance all the time. But they like put that and they do the little back and forth dance.
Love it.
I'm going to steal their phones.
Listen. I just watched a tutorial on Instagram from the Rizzler on how to do Riz face properly to get girls. So
yeah,
I bet
he's knocking them down left and right. Yeah,
I mean, this dude is set up for success. I'm telling you, it's on Instagram, the Rizzler. It's a tutorial. It's the best tutorial I've seen on the Riz face, what it all means and how to do it properly. So make sure Lil Chan watches that.
Last time the Rizzler touched a woman was breastfeeding.
Well, I mean, he's 12 years old.
So you're going to listen to a 12-year-old to teach you how to get a woman?
That's right. That's how good he is at this stuff. He's teaching wrestlers on this Instagram video, adult wrestlers, and they like he's changing their lives.
The Riz face. He needs a spanking. And it's an indictment on you, Solana.
I would spank you right back. You try to lay a hand on the Rizzler. First of all, you mess with the Rizzler, you mess with the Costco guys. So if you want to go, listen, you want to go down that road?
I would
you whoop go down that road?
All they ask, I'd whoop all of them.
Oh, they would boom you. You wouldn't even know what hit
you.
Yeah,
boom
you
my ass.
You wouldn't even know what hit
I would I would knock out the daddy. I would knock out the daddy and then pow, pow, their children.
To lay a hand on that daddy, you're going to have a double chunk chocolate cookie coming out of your ass.
I would punch them all in the stomach, and they would be throwing up double chunk chocolate cookies and donuts and whatever else they eat.
You're
going
to have to go visit a proctologist to get that chicken bake out.
They have high cholesterol and diabetes. Oh, they're going to beat me up.
All right, let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Solana. Ridiculous conversation. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Boom!
Ridiculous.
Oh, a great addition to Cat Talk, if you ask me.
Submit that to the sponsor.
We have some NFL news, gentlemen. Apparently, the Raiders are finalizing a deal to hire Buccaneers assistant GM John Spytek as their new general manager.
Hmm. All right.
I'd say you remember Richard Seymour?
Yeah.
He's a percent owner of the Raiders because he's friends with Tom Brady. Yes. And that, you know, in Atlanta, maybe allegedly we interviewed him yesterday and you'll see it. But Tom Brady is very involved in this process of figuring out how to get the Las Vegas Raiders legit again.
I would imagine. I mean, you might as well give him a shot. Doesn't mean he's going to be successful at it. You know, like Derek Jeter was certainly not successful down here with the Marlins, but you certainly would give him a shot.
And the thing is, like Richard was saying, because I even asked him, I'm like, so what makes you like know how to build a team? Like you're a Hall of Fame defensive end, defensive tackle, but like why? He was like, the GMs in this league fail all the time. The head coaches fail all the time. The president of football operations fail all the time. Why wouldn't you give me a shot? Like, let me put my two cents in on something. And it made sense to me. I was
like, makes sense.
Hell, you're right. Like, you played this game. If If I have a D tackle, if I'm done to decide between drafting two D tackles, why wouldn't I want Richard Seymour to look at him? It made sense to me what he said.
Did Denver beat the Sixers 144-109 last night?
Makes sense. Joel Embiid didn't play, so it does make sense.
Right. Holy mackerel.
Tobias Harris, what, dropped 60? Is Tobias Harris still on the team?
He's on Detroit.
He's not. Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, I was with you, Crowder. I would have guessed he was on the Sixers.
I just remember Tobias Harris was the biggest name in sports for like 4 days.
Well, didn't the Sixers pick Tobias Harris over Jimmy Butler?
Yep.
Good move.
Yeah, listen, the Heat picked Kyle Lowry over Goran Dragic.
Not true.
That is true.
No.
Yes, it is.
And how's now that not true? Now the soup place is closing.
It is. But isn't that true? I mean, they essentially parted ways with Goran because they had Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, I think it was a little more complicated than that. A little more went into it.
By the way, when I say they picked Hassan Whiteside over Dwayne Wade, obviously more went into it, but ultimately that's what they chose.
Yabusele scored 22 points yesterday for the Sixers. They were getting blown out. That's the guy who balled with the French team during the Olympics, and then he came over.
Oh.
But it was Tyrese Maxey, Paul George at 11 points. That's
I'm looking at the
sucks.
Sixers right now. They're 15-27.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The 11 seed, 21 games back at Cleveland. Wow.
Is Joel Embiid hurt, Solano, or he's just not playing because he just
what,
doesn't
like?
Want
is he the next play. Kawhi?
Seems like it's starting to lean that way, Hawk. I don't know what Solana's answer is about to be, but it looks like it from the outside.
I don't know why he missed this game. Like, I don't know if he's dealing with an injury specifically, or like, I know earlier in the season he was, which is why he missed a ton of games to start the season. And then I think he had a groin injury. I don't know what like the most recent injury is. I have no idea.
Them big bodies go bad fast.
Well, that I wonder if he's unhappy in Philly as much as he says he is. I wonder if he is just suffering from nonstop lingering injuries. Like or if he gets bad advice that, hey, it kind of the Jimmy Butler syndrome. Just be around for the playoffs, and that's all that matters.
I think it's a part of that. Yeah. By the way, knee injury. He's being reevaluated in 7 to 10 games.
So he's going to miss a significant amount of time.
Yeah, out of the 41 games this season, which I don't think included yesterday, this was leading up to that. So 42 games, he's played in 13.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't base your franchise around a guy that plays in 13 or 42.
Swelling in his knee, he'll be reevaluated in 7 to 10 days.
My knees are still swollen. I retired 11 years ago.
No, but I think, you know, it's kind of it's eye-opening that the idea of, hey, be ready for the playoffs, be healthy for the playoffs, sure. But if you build a roster that is Paul George, Tyrese Maxey, Joel Embiid, I mean, those are the three guys that they built around. This idea that, hey, you'll be fine to get into the playing tournament and then figure it out once you're there is silly. It's naive. Especially when you look around at the Knicks, at the Oklahoma City Thunder. Like, some of these teams are deep, and they're good, and they're young. You can't just bank on these super teams anymore, you know? Like, it just doesn't work that way.
But also with, like you say, build around, I guess, philosophically build around and build your team and build your offense, build your defense, but also financially. Like, Joel Embiid is a high-paid player. You could get other players and have Joel Embiid there for a portion of the time. Yeah, like to have a guy that plays 13 out of 42 games, you can't have an offense based around a guy that plays less than half the game or damn a quarter of the games a season. That's crazy.
Never been out of the second round either. Bum.
He can play ball, but like I said, them big.
I would take him in a heartbeat, though.
Not for $50 million, though, Hawk.
Bam.
50?
Bam for Embiid straight up, Hawk. You're taking that?
No.
Yes.
No. Nah.
Really?
They both score the same number of points. Embiid plays 13 games out of 50.
All right.
They tied last night.
You wouldn't trade Bam for Embiid?
No. He just doesn't play enough, Hawk. He doesn't play enough. And he slaps reporters. I think Embiid's headed downhill.
Put him in a Heat uni.
Oh, the culture's gonna get his knees right.
I think a guy like Embiid, I think a guy like Zion Williamson, and I think a guy like Kawhi would benefit from Heat culture. I don't think a guy like Kawhi would ever come here because they're demanding, and I don't think that Embiid would ever come here for that reason. I do think Zion is someone to keep an eye on. Oh, that rhymes.
Did you just put Zion in a list with Kawhi Leonard and Joel Embiid?
Listen, if there's one of those three who has more potential upside for the future of the NBA, it's Zion over those two.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
He's young and doesn't play.
But when he's out there.
Were young and play. He's young and
misses. You'd rather have a guy who's young and doesn't play or a guy who's old and doesn't play? I'd rather take the young guy who doesn't play.
I take a guy with bad cartilage over a fat little boy that doesn't want to get in shape enough to play basketball.
Mm.
It is crazy that Zion's been in the league 5 years already. That's crazy.
And what did he play? 52 games? 55 games?
I still remember his first game because we argued about it so much.
I have a montage.
He just starts knocking down threes. Yeah. Because Crowder was like, guy can't do anything. And all of a sudden, Zion's pulling up from 40 feet, knocking him down.
Zion, he's not concerned with basketball.
We should play that one day where it's like Crowder's like, he won't make a single three. And in his first game, he hit 10 threes.
And now,
five years later, he has 12. On our hands. I know. I thought we had an MVP.
You'll always have that one game, Hawk. You'll always have that one game.
Yep.
Zion Williamson and Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard's a Hall of Famer. I don't know if Joel will go to the Hall of Fame, but Kawhi is a Hall of Famer. Zion Williamson, to Solana's point,
he's got to have a little more postseason success. Like, it's one thing to never win a championship. You could still be a Hall of Famer. It's another thing to never get anywhere in the postseason.
Yeah. Zion's never led a team anywhere.
That's why he needs to be in a different situation. Well, he led Duke.
No, he led a team to Drago's to have oysters.
The Heat did lose yesterday at home to the Portland Trailblazers. It was tough, man. There's no other way to put it. Yesterday was embarrassing for the Miami Heat. They're back at it tomorrow, two-game road trip. They'll be in Milwaukee. The Bucks were supposed to play today, speaking of Zion and the Pelicans, in New Orleans. The game has been postponed due to the bad weather in New Orleans, which is crazy to say.
Did you see Bourbon Street, Crowder? Did you see any of the video of just, packed with snow?
Yeah. No, I know we're going like back and forth. I was telling y'all the weather. It must have snowed 6 inches during the show yesterday, during the window of this show, and then everybody panicked about the airport. It was already backed up in Atlanta because that damn Atlanta airport's not ready for 70,000 people to leave on a Tuesday morning. Atlanta was stupid yesterday, but it was, I'm talking about pouring down sideways snow in Atlanta. Weather change, whatever, climate change, whatever the hell you call it, something's going on because I lived in Atlanta for 12 years and it never snowed like that in Atlanta.
There's major snow in the northern part of Florida, like sticking snow, like 6 inches.
They had the line of planes that had to get de-iced before you took off. Man. Every plane had to – I shouldn't have been on that. And I was on Southwest. That's a little shaky.
Was it really raining or snowing, rather, in Destin? Or did I get duped by a fake video? Destin, Florida.
I think it was. I think the beach was covered.
Yeah. Like, I'm talking about covered, though.
Yeah. I think it was.
Some guy tried to hit me with the sweatshirt on the chair. trick on Southwest, and I told him, move the sweatshirt, buddy.
Yeah, Destin, Florida, first time in 130 years.
Damn. There's no assigned seats on Southwest?
No, they actually, they had like some. Nope, it doesn't. I asked the lady at the desk because I had time. She said it's starting. They implemented, but it's not start. It's starting this year, but it wasn't January 1st. So she was like, at some point this year, they're transitioning to seat assignments, but not right now.
So how does that work? Like, based on the zone of your boarding?
No. You line up A 1 through 60, B 1 through 60, C 1 through 60, and then you get on in that order, and then you just, whatever chair you want to sit in, you sit in.
That's mayhem, man.
Who wants to do that in 2000? I wouldn't even do that at my movie theater, let alone an airplane.
It's terrible.
That's chaos.
And then now, like I said, a dude really tried me because I always sit by the window if I have something to lean on. And the guy had a book bag in the middle seat and a sweatshirt sitting on the window seat, and he was in the aisle. And I walked past. I was like, bro, somebody sitting there? No, my sister, whatever. But I was like A12. There's no way your sister's ahead of me. And I was like, no, I want to sit by the window. Okay. And he got up real reluctantly. Get out the way, boy.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. I'm still very outraged about this Ichiro Suzuki thing, by the way. I don't know if you guys are. Didn't feel like
I can tell it in your face, yeah.
You match my energy, but I mean, yeah. just crazy. Suzuki.
I had a tough time sleeping as well. Yeah.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy, a little rainy in Miami. Tonight the lows will be in the mid to upper 50s. That is your weather.
All right, don't go anywhere. We will continue to discuss whether Joel Embiid's a Hall of Famer.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm naked right now.
All right. And moving on.
Hawk and Crowder.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And to ask Solana, and I know, you know, he works with the Heat on a nightly basis. Do you give Jimmy Butler any credence for wanting to get out of here in such a public fashion? Or, like, you know what I mean? I try to look at it through the prism of both sides. I can understand Jimmy feeling frustrated when each year comes and teams in the East seem to be getting better and the Heat haven't. But I will never, ever blame Pat Riley or the Heat for not getting Damian Lillard, because they did everything right. They did everything right, and he should have been. Had they added Dame Lillard, I would say Jimmy would still be very happy and content here. But do you give him, Solana, any credence on the way this relationship is coming to an end?
Yeah, I guess a little bit. I think, you know, we talked about it when he made his initial comments. I understand why you could look at the Heat and say, hey, you should have known this was going to happen. They probably should have traded him in the offseason. But I also think you can look at the way Jimmy has handled it and say, hey, if you knew at some point that extension wasn't going to come and you were going to do this, make a stink, why not tell the organization, trade me now before the season, when it would have been easier to get you to the landing spot that you're desiring? So, both sides deserve some blame for sure, but I'll never agree with a player who's under contract this year and is owed $53.5 million next year, who's already been given a $190 million extension by this organization, quitting on his team. To me, that will never sit right, whether it's Jimmy Butler, whether it's anybody else.
I agree with Solana, the way he's dealing with it, but I see Jimmy's side. And to your point, they were trying to get Dame and Joe Cronin. It's just a butt wipe and wouldn't do it, whatever. But to Jimmy's frustration makes sense. But also, we don't know the conversations that happened in the back. We don't know if Jimmy and his agent were talking to Pat and talking to Arison and those guys, talking to, like, hey, we want to do this, and nothing's happening. So if behind the scenes, you're continuing to complain, you're continuing to show concern, and there's no movement, now I have to go public. I don't know if that's the case, but I don't think Jimmy just jumped off the rail 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, 3 weeks ago. I think there was conversations and there was nothing happening. So then Jimmy had to be proactive with his career and say, hey, you're not doing anything to address my concerns. Let me show the world my concerns. That's the part we don't know.
It is interesting. You were off yesterday. We were talking to Cuno and I said, you know, there is some similarities with the Dolphins and Tyreek Hill. And I said, just keep an eye on the situation, because you might end up, let's say they start slow next season, you can end up with a situation where Tyreek is really not participating in a way that would be conducive to great team chemistry. And we may look back the way that Solana just did with Jimmy Butler and say, hey, there were a lot of breadcrumbs there. Like, you should have known, like, the signs were there. Why didn't you move on from him when it looked like things might start to be breaking down, instead of rolling the dice and saying, well, if everything goes right, he's going to be fine. Maybe you cut your losses and say, you know what, time to move on, so we don't have to go through that. Just something to keep an eye on. Rob Pizzola is going to join us.
I'm
an optimistic guy. It's one thing to be optimistic. It's another thing to completely ignore
the signs,
trail of breadcrumbs that are piling up.
let Tyreek have four catches in two games for 70 yards. He's going to act up.
If he still says, oh, yeah, we patched everything up and I want to be here. And yeah, be
yeah,
very interesting.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Here's the spinner.
Hawk and Crowder.